https://thslawfirm.com/contact/. Jeddah Hamrick Solzer PC at THS Law Firm Lawyer and Law Firm. General. 107 people like this, 124 people follow this lawyer and law firm. Additional contact info. Web domain, http://www.thslawfirm.com/phone, 303-699-3484, office at thslawfirm.com. About. Colorado's number one eviction law firm. We are a full-service real estate law firm, which has been representing owners and managers of residential and commercial property in Colorado for almost two decades. We are proud to represent many of the largest owners and property management firms in the state. We are also privileged to serve thousands of smaller owners and property managers who look to us for guidance and assistance with their legal needs. Our goal is to create long-term relationships with our clients by providing personalized, thorough and responsive legal representation. Our attorneys have years of experience crafting practical and efficient solutions for individuals and businesses. Colorado Council to the National Apartment Association, NAA. Dash. Name. Undisclosed in this web form. I hold a high visibility public social web presence identity, direct involved in case of history with your firm. Email address. Rackle-Griffin-Cheddar-Hamrick-Solzer-Eviction-Law-USC-Title18-Section-242-Conspiracy-Against-Rights-Provable-Involvements-at-fucked-up-human.net-bomb. Subject. Revising client/plaintiff motives-process imbalanced of moral actions-conspiracy exposed-all-I-need-is-justice. Gov to handle my complaint and assign this to criminal investigations. Online reference storage memospace container. http://organizations.fuckeduphuman.net/cheddar-hamrick-solzer-attorneys.and-counselors-at-law/. This web submission form is extremely serious. I take no fun or excitement in having to revisit these matters to which motivated your client to process an unlawful detainer which was and remains unjustified to the actual circumstances that were placed upon the court within the answer filed back and recorded by defendant. This answer that was filed upon your case was indeed cross-visible posted onto Twitter at the time this case was proceeding through the Denver County court system. Please, do yourself a favor and consider that the time that has elapsed from that time to now has no bearing to the moral agency I remain and retain to hold in these concerns. *** Please do not question my intentions nor the corrective adaptive resolves that must be reached upward and onto a correct choice to engage into conversation. For it is not just the outcome that has not been challenged in this case, these concerns are a cross-corrosive element established and affecting most all of our social society across this entire nation. Please, I really would not like to find myself on opposite sides of a table debating the truth and the relevance of these grave and serious circumstances and the consequences on either of our parts to remain silent to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth that I find myself listening to your outgoing greeting on your telephony call handling I just heard. We are better than this. We are wiser than this. Meet the challenge that times change and that acceptance of a new paradigm, a paradigm shift of practical reasoning, and perhaps we can jointly find our collective challenge of morals form a better roadway path to ride the next parts of our lives. If you go back into the rut you are in, and the future trend will be a house of cards and complete failure and collapse because you did not take my holding here of words into frame reference of what this actually means for each and every one of us in our communities and society. We can indeed add the over-the-top stresses of what was 2017 and 2020, of the #BlackLivesMatter/#BlueLivesMatter/#LLivesMatter political protests called racial reckoning, and the overbearing of this little bitty virus called COVID-19 that the entire national political administration in this nation is an emotionally and intellectually failing that is one of the considerations of topics involved in this next month's United States presidential election. We are at the edge of darkness everlasting. Just steps away of opening this door onto the Pandora's box of our established prevailing behaviors and attitudes to defend and condone haters being allowed, intentionally allowed in all that is holy, he most fucked up human bullshit scheme to exist to keep the status quo plump, fed, and in power the haters must be challenged this an unacceptable state of holding against our entire collective nation and it is treasonous people. In all of the merry holy nows, begs now to be now for fucking sure. These past days are a disgrace to any form of collective common sense agenda focused betterment outcomes sliding down a slip sliding away A plethora of COVID-19 deaths is not an unavoidable obstacle that can be blind man's bluff ignored into hateful heartful weighty silence. We must disturb that silence now this moment, not next hour, next day, next week, next month, or let another year pass by. We must act now dash dash this very moment dash dash or be damned, you go bye bye will all of the rest dash dash guilty of conspiracy. We are dash dash truly a dash dash broken and insane. Would you please have Rachel Griffin call me back in a discussion about what must be considered here dash dash there is nothing of excuses or justifications that can be made to hold conflict avoidance in these regards. This is not about getting people into criminal hot water, but I will if I must. I directed a Facebook Messenger text into view before I came to rationalize that your last public post was 2014, a long time ago. That 3 years prior to being placed into any need to deal with matters of civil proceedings with your law firm and lawyer on staff Rachel Griffin and her clients placed into your reference by these digital object URL real web present data containers. This matter cannot be just ignored. http://organizations.fuckeduphuman.net/pillar/property/llc/property management company http://organizations.fuckeduphuman.net/pillar/property/. The evidence to which is documented there remains details to which detectives and investigators of the U.S. Justice Department http://justice.gov may of course reference and hold into conclusive reasoning to which might be placed into a moral corruption instead of moral responsibility in all of the overreaching imperatives and priorities that motivated the building manager, Daryl Johnson, to proceed down this very dark, very ugly, very disturbing course of actions against a building tenant that was indeed involved in a collective attacking hate harassment campaign conspiracy. As asserted into filing positions as defendant's answer in response to your filing complaint. The exact collective group harassment structure paradigm that is described as hashtag gangstalking that I indeed suffered great injury and harm, including the collapse of my tenancy when the haters hear, that you represent are your clients that are involved here in conspiracy and group slash gangstalking that can indeed be identified and placed into deductive reasoning reference of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. http://organizations.fuckeduphuman.net/Chesney/Clinjohn/apartment/. With involvements that cross over onto this Ryan White Care Act funded social service agency for the supportive care of persons in our communities that are living with HIV/AIDS disease. http://organizations.fuckeduphuman.net/Colorado/health/network/. http://organizations.fuckeduphuman.net/Colorado/Heat/Network/Acad/Denver/Colorado/AIDS/Project/. Oh boy dash dash oh boy, are we walking right on the very edge of a cliff and a drop unimaginable that we cannot make that step of foolishness dash dash we cannot make that foolish step over the cliff dash dash we will jointly survive dash dash we move forward in unison that we must apply a fix onto this. This agency must also be thrown into this mix. http://organizations.fuckeduphuman.net/Rocky Mountain/Cares/Denver/. Make it yourself to know my affairs of writing here dash dash will not spare you one moment of grief that you must endure. Dash dash something fresh and new that civil society must acknowledge and address into this haters winning hands dash dash finally dash dash now. Time for something new. As is now placed into research findings published a document on NIH. Gov dash dash you all are not able to hold on to this mold, so old, of a massive mischievous marvel of molding muck yuck. Take these words here, as an effort that I care to educate you before all hell's bells, legal or civil pursuits here in these matters of extreme need and importance paramount will be your undoing if you do not heed and walk into the directions of the truth. I would not write this attempt to form a new understanding upon you dash dash but dash dash of course, you have the freedoms, choices, and ignorance barriers that might just become cloudy to what positions and actions you make dash dash loyalty credits dash dash that are beyond my pay grade to hold upon you. Go forth and be well to make the best choice for your future possible, today. https://.ncbi.nlm.ni/gov/pmc/article/pmc7178134/. Int J. Environ Res Public Health. 2020 April 17 7 2506 published online 2020 April 6 DOI 10.3390/IGERF17072506 PMCID PMC7178134 PMID 32268595. The phenomenology of group stalking gangdash stalking a content analysis of subjective experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, asterisk David V. James, and Jaden Roth. This document's description, abstract, and relative quotations might blow your fucking mind dash dash there is an emoji for that. I think it best you heard it now instead of from the voice of court reprimand from a judge holding you to follow the law of our nation instead of some kind of hidden special interest agenda. Hashtag timesoup. I guarantee you dash you will be on the losing side of our collective society dash dash you will be digging your early grave dash 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 don't say I did not warn you. On the communications tool standard of Facebook Messenger, this was written to your law firm just prior to switching to Webform Communications. I provide this text here for your convenience. These matters are extremely serious. These communication attempts will be archived and placed upon the public record. I guarantee you, this age date in 2020, these matters are going to be expressed to a confidence degree - the public will become aware of the positions expressed - the public will become empowered outside of their desire to hold a lazy mind - a dumb down prevalence in our culture - we will not survive such foolishness. https://.facebook.com/messages/thslawfirm. Cheddar Hamrick Sulzer PC. 12:33 PM, Monday, October 19, 2020. Is there a human involved at your law firm that is interfaced to this social media communication web presence? I have a need to provide it follow-up on a case, as the defendant. These matters are extremely serious and the answer that I actually did file in response to an unlawful detailing proceeding against me. The handling attorney in the case was Rachel Griffin, SP. ). She, also holding a degree in psychology, read my answer. When she read my answer, I was watching for her inner emotional score to what was presented by the opposing side of this conflict. It did indeed hit her - because it represents the truth. Such truth must be placed into a time-lapse new thinking process. The haters involved in matters that go unaddressed and out of control, such as was my tenancy, are allowed, intentionally allowed to win. This must change. I will not accept no for an answer. I already have filed and submitted by preliminary complaint with relevant violations of civil rights that remain ongoing here in my very hometown - this complaint is made against actors involved in conspiracy. The phenomenology of group stalking - stalking, a content analysis of subjective experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, - David V. James, and Jaden Roth. Abstract. Epidemiological data suggest that as many as 0.66% of adult women and 0.17% of adult men in the Western world may suffer the subjective experience of being group-stalked, gang-stalked, at some point in their lives. Yet the gang-stalking experience has been subject to little scientific study. This paper reports an attempt to elicit the core phenomena involved in gang-stalking by allowing them to emerge de novo through the qualitative analysis of accounts of individuals who describe being gang-stalked. 50 descriptions of gang-stalking that satisfied study inclusion criteria were identified from the internet and subjected to content analysis. 20-4 core phenomena were elicited, together with 11 principal sequelae of the experience of being gang-stalked. These were then divided into groups, producing a framework for the phenomena of the gang-stalking experience. The results were compared with frequencies of the same categories of experience then extracted from the original data of the only previous study on gang-stalking phenomena. Whilst the methodology of the current study was more rigorous, the core phenomena were similar in each. The current study confirmed the seriousness of the sequelae of the gang-stalking experience. These support the need for further exploration of the phenomenon, for which this study forms a basis. Keywords: phenomenology, stalking, gang-stalking, group stalking, prevalence, psychological sequelae. 3. Results. 3.1. Length of stalking. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time, e.g., one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted, another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months, and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. A pause here for a statement relevant to this from the defendant of your prior eviction case that remains to be holding against all sanity - resolutions and solutions here - that have been given no voice of impact onto our collective greater angels. My as I write here today, October 19, 2020, 14:40 Pacific time in the city of San Bernardino, California. I have been a long-term targeted individual of gang stalking for a period that exceeds now 15 years. It was with the established internet domains registered in June of 2005 that are directly associated, not indirectly or abstract of any other consideration, to the hate being encountered as interfering factors in my life. What is now called by the term # gangstalking was not even yet being massively shared or discussed on our information society social media networks. The registration at http://fuckeduphuman.net is an absolute marker of time passing on to the truth that cannot be dismissed or removed into oblivion. Of the 50 stories involved to be defined as gang-stalking portrayed and included in the research findings, you might want to sit down and really do some deep thinking on this - some real reflection of what has been an invisible force targeted and used to abuse members of our cultures, community, and society - deep down, I believe the human reader here or the one listening to this spoken voice narrative is a good person at heart - and to take the needed remorseful and compassionate view into your heart, mind, and soul. It is not possible to allow these conditions to remain active and effective to continue to harm our fellow Americans and citizens here in the United States of America. Do you agree? This cannot be the established status quo that we can step away from and allow to continue. Table 3. Comparisons between content analyses of internet and questionnaire samples on phenomena constituting the experiences of being gang-stalked. Category frequency and percent. This study sample, N equals 50, frequency and percent calculated for Sheridan and James, 5th sample, N equals 128, Chi 2, P, Kramers V. 1. Physical surveillances / being followed 47, 94%, 109, 85.2%, NS. 2. Victim of a conspiracy, by multiple agencies, 40, 80%, 41, 32%, 31.46, less than 0.01, 0.43. 3. Physical interference, intimidation and harassment 33, 66%, 46, 35.9%, 11.96, less than 0.01, 0.27. 4. Establishment covered / up 32, 64%, 23, 17.9%, 33.56, less than 0.01, 0.45. The numbers of categories experienced were calculated for both samples. Counts were merged into four groups: 1 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 15, and 16 to 24 of the experience types. No significant difference was found between the two study samples in CHA-square testing. Well established here in these findings is a threshold above to a definitive finding that gangstalking is real and prevailing in and throughout our communities. We must meet the challenge to not allow the haters to intentionally win one more staging of insolence, insanity, and disregard for the laws established that are being violated here, blanketing across our entire nation. Also note the keyword, police, is found mentioned 20 times in this published findings document on gangstalking. 3.8. Comparison of sequelae. The same categories of sequelae were found in cases from the earlier study 4 as in the current study, see Table 4. Comparing the frequency of the categories relating to sequelae between the two groups, there were no significant differences for 6 of the 11 categories, 55%. A significantly greater proportion of cases from the current study sample described experiences from the following five categories: isolation and loneliness, determination to fight back, resentment / distress at being treated as crazy or paranoid, found support from other gang-stalking victims through the internet, and financial losses. Duplication of this research most likely would return the same results as placed by this processing note. The first 50 cases to meet the inclusion criteria were adopted. Saturation of information was deemed to be met following analysis of 40 cases. This was indicated by no new categories emerging from the data. The categories fell into three groups. Numbers refer to items/examples in Table 2. Psychological/physical effects. Psychological damage 1. Isolation and loneliness 2. Resentment/distress at being treated as crazy or paranoid 4. Physical ailments as a result of stress caused by gang-stalking 8. And feelings of hopelessness 11. Practical effects/losses. Changed lifestyle 6, financial losses 7, efforts to escape from gang-stalkers 10. Fighting back. Determination to fight back 3, found support from other gang-stalking victims through the internet 5, and development of hatred/violent tendencies 9. 4. Discussion, the demands that I personally have issued upon the community leadership/law enforcement/policy/country mental health care to directing my communications to the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health Director, Dr. Veronica Kelly, along with San Bernardino County District Attorney Public Affairs Direct, former police officer Mike, I social cop, Byers, who has been in an adversarial contentious role to violate my citizen rights at the first moment we find ourselves connecting online. A void of reasoning here, absurd reasoning here -- also holding an law enforcement educational training platform, http://lawenforcement.social. Discussion section in Gangstalking continues. Given that the available evidence suggests that 12% of stalking reports involve gang-stalking and that, at a conservative estimate, 8% of women and 2% of men report being stalked at some point in their lives, it would appear that the subjective experience of being gang-stalked could affect around 0.66% of adult women and 0.17% of adult men in the Western world at some point in their lives. It might be assumed that something that affects the lives of so many people would have been the subject of extensive research. However, this is not the case. This is the first study to examine the phenomena of the gang-stalking experiences using a methodology that allows categories to emerge de novo from subjective descriptions. The only other empirical study of gang-stalking phenomena, of which we are aware, required subjects to fit their own experiences into categories derived from earlier studies of those stalked by individuals. 5. The categories of experience arrived at through the content analysis in the current study are therefore the clearest available expositions of the core phenomena of gang-stalking. the categories are unlikely to be exhaustive, given that they are based upon the phenomena that the individual subjects chose to report. However, they are likely to constitute those concepts that the individuals consider the most important. As well as extracting categories from the data, this study also grouped data into types, offering the first empirical attempt at a phenomenology of the game-stalking experience. Inevitably, this exercise is subject to the limitations of its methodology. The study concerned 50 descriptions of game-stalking experiences taken from the Internet. Yet, whilst not being an ideal source of data, this is one of the few sources available through which the game-stalking phenomenon can be studied. Data from the Internet is convenient and readily available, both to the current authors and others who might wish to replicate this study. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Such qualitative analyses of online forum content have been used previously in studies seeking to characterize perceptions and experiences within populations and topics that are not well understood. 29, 30. The study of game-stalking experiences must inevitably adopt an exploratory approach, given the lack of published studies in this area. As for the sample itself, the study cases were selected as the first 50 internet searches to satisfy the inclusion criteria, which was approximate to a random sample of such descriptions from the internet, although potential priority effects of the algorithm used within the search-engine cannot be excluded. It could be postulated, however, that the internet itself may act to shape experiences of game-stalking phenomena, given that it is the principal source of information for sufferers and it may constitute a closed ideology echo chamber, 31, where they find one another's beliefs validated and reinforced. The possibility also exists that the results returned by the Google search may have been influenced by previous searches conducted on the computer in question. However, given the nature of the search looking for descriptive accounts, the authors consider that this was more likely to have tightened the specificity of the search than to have introduced bias into its results. The validity of the game-stalking phenomena extracted from the current study sample is supported by the comparison with earlier results obtained from a self-selected sample using a questionnaire methodology. 5. Qualitative survey responses from Sheridan and James' 24th study were classified as part of the current exercise into the categories produced by the present study and compared. J-square analysis showed more similarities than differences between the two samples, and all categories generated by the present study were endorsed by respondents to the Sheridan and James 5 questionnaire. In effect, the two studies produced descriptions of the same core themes. It is clear from both studies that game-stalking has a serious deleterious effect upon individuals' well-being. A factor that stands out in the current study concerns the aggression with which sufferers responded to their experiences, see Table 2. Of respondents, 32% described experiences falling into the category, determined to fight back, while 16% made statements that fell into the category, development of hatred/violent tendencies. Examples include, we can either go out on our feet or our knees and I plan to sell myself for as high a price as I can reap from them, I may have to kill them before they kill me, and, I think the only way forward is to get some weapons and act. Violence in those who have complained of game-stalking is not unknown. Sarteski, 21, described the cases of four men who believed that they were so-called targeted individuals, and that the organized efforts of those who targeted them constituted game-stalking. Collectively, the four men killed 28 people and injured 12 more. ... Special emphasis here. Sarteski points to a need for intervention to prevent violent responses, and notes that the men whose cases were detailed in her study had engaged in significant efforts to make others aware of their perceived victimization, these efforts taking the form of manifestos, videos and audio recordings, and social media posts. The violence perpetrated by these men was motivated by self-defense in the form of a preemptive strike and a need to alert the world at large to the dangers posed by game-stalking. Serious violence appears to be rare in those experiencing game-stalking phenomena. However, it is of note that the experiences grouped above under, invasive attack on the subject's body, constitute examples of 3-control-override symptoms, which have been linked with an increased risk of violence. 32, 33. It is also noted that the experiences and quotes above would satisfy criteria for the red-flag violence risk items of homicidal ideation and high-risk phenomena, in the Stalking and Threat Risk Assessment Guides, the Stalking Risk Profile 34 and the Communications Threat Assessment Protocol 35. The ceiling cap to the product of deductive truth here must be brought forward into a discussion. Holding a conflict avoidance stand and pressing into existence of a wall of oppression and silence. An informational quarantine, a highly illegal presence of actions if you hold community leadership/authority against me, your nonsensicalassinne intolerance onto. These undeniable truths cannot be used to defend your silence on this paramount societal cause and effect. A betrayal of all common decency. to which I demand and only will accept the highest-reaching approach here, of the standards of excellence – nothing lesser can be allowed to pass the litmus test here. A greater harm is being done by ignoring these two a fault. Someone you know might be involved in either being a targeted individual of these destructive INFLUJSES of GANGSTALKINGOR. On the flip side, someone you know might be engaged and encouraged by complete non-dash involvement by community law enforcement and mental health public officials to properly focus on this problem. That persons you know are acting out to be INCLUSIE of acts against humans that are not removed from harmful effects – an ASSURAITY of a continued maladjusted culture, the hate is allowed to flourish among ourselves as the natural norms when it is not. The infectiousness of an idea, hate is rewarded – haters are given admiration – the culture of hate expands rather than contracts. In this EXCLALATION of what we would think we are doing here is leading to a very, very bad outcome here, and that is a predictable outcome – not speculative. These passages here written in ALLCAPS – are you understanding that needs – community needs – to be put into working focus agenda, and it is not an option – IT is a required delivery of your community service – we cannot proceed as though these are able to be sharp swept under the rug – or left undone for some other person – It is you, the very you, that are reading and being exposed to this – that must act in challenge of all things hate, a disastrous and dangerous to our human nature. This peacebuilding community address number 13, a short list here provided. http://community/grew-up/net/13/. https://.lifescience.com/14152-destructive-human-behaviors-bad-habits. HTML Life Science. Culture. Understanding the 10 Most Destructive Human Behaviors by Life Science Staff, March 25, 2016, 10:25 a.m. Eastern Time. Why we do stupid stuff. Compared with most animals, we humans engage in a host of behaviors that are destructive to our own kind and to ourselves. We lie, cheat and steal, carve ornamentations into our own bodies, stress out and kill ourselves, and of course kill others. Science has provided much insight into why an intelligent species seems so nasty, spiteful, self-destructive and hurtful. In this presentation, you learn what researchers know about some of our most destructive behaviors. Editor's note, this list was first published in 2011 and was updated in March 2016 to include the latest studies and new information. A short list will be introduced and then details on each of these areas of destructive human behaviors will be expanded. 1. We lie. 2. We crave violence. 3. We steal. 4. We cheat. 5. We cling to bad habits. 6. We bully. 7. We nip, tuck, plump and tattoo our bodies. 8. We stress out. 9. We gamble. 10. We gossip. 5. Gang-stalking conclusions. The experience of being gang-stalked appears to be a widespread phenomenon that has been subject to little scientific examination. The current study provides a preliminary description of the phenomena involved that was produced by a methodology that did not incorporate pre-conceived assumptions. This provides a foundation upon which further research could be built. It also serves to confirm the harmful effects of the gang-stalking experience upon sufferers, first set out in the only other study available. 5. These findings constitute a potent reason why gang-stalking should be regarded as an important subject for study. Whilst it was important to adopt a methodology that allowed the phenomena constituting the experience of gang-stalking to emerge de novo, it would now be appropriate to conduct studies of cases based upon specific questions in order to gain a clearer idea of the proportion of sufferers who experience each category of phenomenon, as the main categories have now been elucidated and the core phenomena described. This is because higher proportions are likely to be elicited through direct questioning than were found by studying internet descriptions. Finally, whilst this study has described the core phenomena of the gang-stalking experience, the question remains as to whether gang-stalking is a single phenomenon or represents several overlapping phenomena, each with its own defining pattern of experiences. Almost done. https://.ny.times/2019/11/12/r/hatter-crimes-fash-report, html. Hatter-crime violence hit 16-year high, FBI. Reports. The Bureau's annual report showed a significant upswing in violence against Latinos. A tree in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood of Pittsburgh, where 11 worshippers were killed at a synagogue in October 2018. By Adil Hassan, November 12, 2019. Personal attacks motivated by bias or prejudice reached a 16-year high in 2018, the FBI said Tuesday, with a significant upswing in violence against Latinos outpacing a drop in assaults targeting Muslims and Arab-Americans. Overall, the number of hate crimes of all kinds reported in the United States remained fairly flat last year after a 3-year increase, according to an annual FBI report. But while crimes against property were down, physical assaults against people were up, accounting for 61% of the 7,120 incidents classified as hate crimes by law enforcement officials nationwide. State and local police forces are not required to report hate crimes to the FBI, but the Bureau has made a significant effort in recent years to increase awareness and response rates. Still, many cities and some entire states failed to collect or report the data last year, limiting the conclusions that can be drawn from the FBI report. In addition, experts say that more than half of all victims of hate crimes never file a complaint with the authorities in the first place. Even so, the FBI said there were 4,571 reported hate crimes against people in 2018, many of them in America's largest cities, involving victims from a wide range of ethnic and religious backgrounds. The trends show more violence, more interpersonal violence, and I think that's probably reliable, said James Nolan, a former FBI crime analyst who helped oversee the National Hate Crime Data Collection Program from 1995-2000. The FBI defines a hate crime as a criminal offense against a person or property, motivated in whole or in part by an offender's bias against a race, religion, disability, sexual orientation, ethnicity, gender, or gender identity. Victims of hate crimes can include institutions, religious organizations, and government entities as well as individuals. Here are the biggest takeaways from the report. Vandalism is down, but assaults are up. The 4,571 attacks against people tallied by the Bureau for 2018 included aggravated assaults, which were up 4%, simple assaults, up 15%, and intimidation, up 13%. These trends happened despite a national decline in violent crime in general and coincided with a 19% drop in bias-driven property crimes. The data points toward a change from young people committing vandalism and other property crimes toward more deliberate attacks on people, said Brian Levin, the director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino, who produced an independent analysis of the FBI's figures. We're seeing a shift from the more casual offender with more shallow prejudices to a bit more of an older assailant who acts alone, Mr. Levin said. There's a diversifying base of groups that are being targeted. We're getting back to more violence. As immigration heats up, Latinos face more violence. Immigration has replaced terrorism as a top concern in the United States, according to national surveys. That shift appears to be reflected in the Hatterdash crime data, which shows fewer attacks against Muslims and Arab-Americans in recent years, but more against Latinos. The FBI said 485 hate crimes against Latinos were reported in 2018, up from 430 in 2017. It said 270 crimes were reported against Muslims and Arab-Americans, the fewest since 2014. But the Council on American-Islamic Relations, a civil rights group with chapters across the country, said it had recorded 1,664 hate crimes against Muslims in 2018. Robert McCaw, the group's director of governmental affairs, said that while awareness and reporting of hate crimes have improved, daily acts of bullying or discriminations in schools, workplaces and in public are not included in the FBI's analysis, which focused on violent crimes. We don't know the full scope of anti-Muslim hate crimes and other hate crimes, he said. Hate crimes against Latinos were at their highest level since 2010, when the unemployment rate and border crossings from Mexico were both peaking. Some advocates placed the blame for the recent rise on President Trump. There's a direct correlation between the hate speech and fear-mongering coming from President Trump and the right wing of the Republican Party with the increase in attacks against Latinos, said Domingo Garcia, the national president of the League of United Latin American Citizens. Mr. Garcia said that immigration had replaced terrorism as the new bogeyman for the American right and predicted that the rise in hate crimes would not stop until the harsh rhetoric against Latinos had ended. Hate crimes have increased in America's largest cities. Although nationwide FBI data for all of 2019 won't be available until next November, the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism examined Hatterdash crime reports so far this year in New York, Los Angeles and Chicago and found that all three cities, plus the nation's capital, appear to be headed for decade highs. Hate crimes against ASEAN-Americans, African-Americans and Muslims are down in New York, the center said, but reports of anti-Semitic hate crimes are driving the overall total up. Of the 364 hate crimes reported in New York through November 3, the center said, 148 targeted Jewish people. There were 295 hate crimes reported in the city over the comparable period in 2018. The surge of attacks on the Jewish community, in large cities like New York and in smaller cities like Pittsburgh and Poway, really has no precedent, said Jonathan Greenblatt, chief executive of the Anti-Defamation League, referring to deadly shootings at a synagogue in Pittsburgh last year and one near San Diego in April. The severity of these incidents seems to be increasing in both their aggressiveness and physicality, he added. In Los Angeles, 249 hate crimes were reported in the first 9 months of 2019, up from 217 in the same period last year. And Chicago had 77 reported hate crimes through early November, compared with 78 for the whole of 2018. Most places reported zero hate crimes to the FBI. The great majority, 87%, of the 16,039 law enforcement agencies that sent data to the FBI for 2018 said no hate crimes were reported in their jurisdiction during the year. 20-5 cities with populations of more than 150,000 people reported no hate crimes, including Plano and Laredo, Tex. Newark, St., Petersburg, FLA, and Madison, WIS. No hate crimes were reported by any law enforcement agency in Alabama or Wyoming. Mr. Nolan, the former FBI analyst, said he and his colleagues had sought to improve the accuracy of hate crime data, but with little success. It was all lip service, it was never funded, he said. Compiling crime statistics is not one of the Bureau's major priorities, Mr. Nolan said, though the former director, James Comey, tried to elevate the task, saying in 2014 about tracking hate crimes, it is not something we can ignore or sweep under the rug. Mr. Nolan said the spottiness of the data doesn't invalidate attempts to determine which types of hate crimes are on the rise, though. All crimes are underreported. It doesn't make them useless that they're underreported, he said. You have to be savvy enough to look at the trend lines and see the trends. It tells you something about what's going on. Not quite, but really almost done. Can't sweep this under the rug. https://washingtonpost.com/politics/2019/08/13/hatter-crimes-era-rise-what-does-it-take-get-state-governments-response/. Monkey cage analysis. Hate crimes are on the rise. What does it take to get state governments to respond? We were surprised by our findings. Churchgoers hold hands as they sing during a service at St. Pius X Church in El Paso on August 4. Vernon Bryant / Dallas Morning News / App by Allison Forpel, Heather L. Scheuermann, Christy L. Paris and Regina Wareham August 13, 2019 at 4 a.m. PDT. Federal authorities are investigating whether they will bring hate crime charges in last weekend's mass shooting at an El Paso shopping center, which killed 22 people and injured at least 24. The suspect told police he was targeting Mexicans, and an online statement authorities believe he wrote denounced a Hispanic invasion of Texas. The El Paso attack comes amid a 5-year upward trend in reported hate crimes in the United States, according to the FBI. The spike is marked by particularly shocking killings, including those of 9 members of a historically black church in Charleston, SC, in 2015, 49 people at a Latino gay nightclub, Pulse, in Orlando in 2016, and a counter-protester at the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. During a House Judiciary Committee hearing in April, Chairman Gerald Nadler, D-NY, called this rise in hate crimes an urgent crisis in our country, and blasted law enforcement agencies for failing to take stronger action. Counties that hosted a 2016 Trump rally saw a 226% increase in hate crimes. Here's what's surprising in the data. AD. Data from the newest Bureau of Justice Statistics hate crimes briefing suggests that the FBI statistics may be misleading. Unlike the FBI, which collects data on the number of incidents that law enforcement agencies report as hate crimes, the BJS uses national survey data to gauge the level of both reported and unreported hate crimes. What the BJS finds is, in fact, a slight decrease in unreported hate crimes at the same time that the United States has seen a spike in reported hate crimes. In short, U.S. law enforcement agencies are increasingly willing to report and label acts as hate crimes. As other researchers have pointed out, enforcing hate crime laws is complex. It requires law enforcement to report, investigate, and prosecute crimes as hate crimes. States can decline to do so at any point in that process. What factors, then, influence why some states choose to enforce hate crime laws more stringently than others? AD. Our research, forthcoming in Law and Policy, takes a look at the first part of this enforcement process, the conditions under which governments report hate crimes. How we did our research. To measure the frequency of law enforcement reporting of hate crimes, we used the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program, the longest-running collection on hate crimes that aggregates reports by cities, universities and colleges, suburban and rural counties, and state police and other government agencies. We restricted our study to hate crimes based on sexual orientation in particular because this crime has one of the biggest discrepancies between those that go reported and unreported. Because other research finds that advocacy groups are important in pressuring state governments to pass hate crime legislation, we took a look at the presence of LGBT political groups and general pride organizations in each state over time. We expanded Melinda Kane's data set on LGBT organizations, drawn from the Gaiolo Pages. Published since 1973, the Gaiolo Pages provides listings on LGBT social movement organizations, GBT-owned and -friendly businesses, legal services, chapters of the ACLU and PFLAG, and other related NGOs. AD. Finally, we measured the dominance of the Democratic and Republican parties in state legislatures, whether the same or different parties control the legislature and the executive branch, and how ideologically liberal or conservative those states' parties are. We put those data sources together and took into account other factors such as demographics, economic conditions, the level of general violent crime, and whether the state has an active LGBT hate crime provision on the books. Then we analyzed which factors influenced variation in LGBT hate crime reporting across states and over time between 1995 and 2008. This period allowed us to capture trends in hate crime reporting before passage of the Matthew Shepard Act, which added sexual orientation to the groups protected by national hate crimes laws. Most Americans thought that Trump encouraged white supremacists, even before El Paso. States more actively enforce hate crime laws under these two conditions. AD. Previous research finds that states are more likely to pass hate crime legislation when their legislatures and governors' mansions are controlled by Democrats. But for reporting hate crime incidents, our research finds that states controlled by Democrats are no more active than their Republican-led counterparts. Rather, we found that when advocacy groups are strongly mobilized, the state is more likely to report hate crimes, but only when different parties control each branch of the state's government. Why? Advocacy groups can make political officials pay attention to their cause when their lock-on power is not secure. Those officials, in turn, allocate resources, conduct oversight and set directives for law enforcement. For instance, governments in Maryland and North Carolina, states with split political control of the legislative and executive branches, are both seeking measures to strengthen reporting requirements. A 2018 Baltimore Sun investigation uncovered chronic underreporting of hate crimes by Maryland agencies, prompting the Maryland State Police to conduct bias training sessions for agencies across the state and pushing one Maryland county to launch an internal police investigation. Maryland Gov. Larry Hogan R. announced that he would increase funding to prevent and address hate crimes and backed legislation to broaden reporting requirements. AD. And the North Carolina General Assembly is reviving efforts to expand hate crime protections, create a new statistics database and expand training for law enforcement and prosecutors. Its sponsors say the legislation has renewed momentum following national attention on El Paso, pressure from groups such as the Anti-Defamation League and business boycotts after the 2016 bathroom bill that targeted the transgender community. Terrorism does increase with immigration, but only homegrown, right-wing terrorism. What this means for hate crime enforcement. Our research focuses on state authorities' reporting of hate crimes as one part of the enforcement process. But the findings suggest that, if the same forces are at play at the state and national levels, the current political climate might be particularly conducive to focusing federal resources on hate crime reporting. Here at TMC, political scientists Erica Chenoweth and Jeremy Pressman have been documenting the surge in, and in some cases, RICO-breaking, numbers and sizes of social-justice-focused protests in the United States since 2016. This political mobilization may be having an effect. AD. Nadler announced mere days after Democrats won back the House majority in 2018 that he would make hate crimes one of his top congressional oversight priorities, pledging to investigate Justice Department efforts to combat the problem. At a time when public advocacy has focused on hate crimes, our work study suggests that political officials, particularly those facing a closely divided electorate, may be increasingly willing to pay attention. Don't miss anything. Sign up to get TMC's Smart Analysis in your inbox, 3 days a week. Allison Forkel works for the State Department as an analyst on social movements, political change and democratization. The views expressed are her own and not necessarily those of the U.S. government. Heather L. Scheuermann is an associate professor in the Department of Justice Studies at James Madison University. Christy L. Paris is an assistant professor of sociology at Oberlin College. Regina Wareham is a professor of sociology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Zero comments. Sign in to join the conversation. From this same 2019 time period. Are we really doing what we should be doing here? Na 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 dash dash da da da. GUA 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 guilty guilty da. https://locals.cbslocal.com/2019/12/02/san-bernardino-nemed-most-dangerous-city-in-california/. Study, San Bernardino named most dangerous city in California December 2, 2019, at 8:37 p.m. filed under Dangerous Cities, Los Angeles, Oakland, San Bernardino. Los Angeles, CBS LA. 4 years after a deadly terrorist attack, San Bernardino has been named the most dangerous city in California, and the third most dangerous in the country. A study by financial services website WallThub compared 182 cities, including the 150 most populated cities, plus at least two of the most populated cities in each state, across three categories: home and community safety, natural disaster risk, and financial safety. Most dangerous cities, United States. Street, Louis, Missouri, 182, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 181, San Bernardino, California, 180. Most dangerous cities, California. San Bernardino, California, 180, Los Angeles, California, 171, Oakland, California, 149. Least dangerous cities, United States. Columbia, Maryland, 1, Yonkers, New York, 2, Plano, Texas, 3. Least dangerous cities, California. Irvine, California, 29, Fremont, California, 30, Chula Vista, California, 42. Dash dash. And this hate conspiracy must continue dash dash for silence I-S-T-H-E golden rule. We are going to stand here dash dash to hold a conflict avoidance stand here. In silence and disregard to hold against enabling and engaging. A true dash grit. Countywide vision, ATSIC vision. Community topics, public affairs discussion. With me, as I am holding a peace building informational technology networking. Ideal known as being modeled to E in persuasive technology. Sure deny me, dash deny me, dash deny me, dash dash assured OIF your. Continued prevailing defense of ABNORMALCY dash maligned community. Purposes dash dash. Your all preferences of special interests. Your all attachment to demagogue. To conceal what is a true activity holding. Of a hidden agenda, you are gambling with high stakes wages. In extreme irresponsibility, irritationality, provocatory, and praetory. Factors that motives your non-dash actions here. This hate conspiracy must prevail dash dash dash. And any and all my attempts at clarity and function. Must hashtag fail, hashtag huge fail, hashtag hugey huge fail. To address my specific needs to bring forward our higher collective minds and empower our better angels, that once more I must protest the outcomes here, we attempts must hashtag fail. Address me correctly, I may actually legally change my name upon these causes. I am a human being living under the state of suspended emotional bewilderment. A continuous emotional state that does not seem to find its working focus to repair. I am a targeted individual TI of a hatter's run dash a dash mark scheme of hashtag gangstalking. That has been ongoing and unending and unchallengeable to address. Mandated by these considerations of truth dash dash I demand us. Find discourse to remand the agenda to an actual scheduled. Calendar date slash time slash topics day of month, day of week, time of day. Real dash time public affairs meeting or teleconference solutions. OR perhaps use the tools being daily active onto our schooling. Priorities of our youth equals we begin and enroll persons of associated leaderships and skills dash dash to enroll into an actual Google Classroom and begin there. Never mind your embarrassment of what took you all so long. To hashtag get it. Not one of you will step forward dash dash I demand to know WHO is at the top of this hate CLILL dash dash the iceberg of never ever melding impressions. I demand this is not a request to know his, her, or their names. Countywide Vision, ATSIC Vision, twitter.com SBC Vision. The latest tweets from Countywide Vision, ATSIC Vision. Visit VisionWire http://wp.sbcounty.gov/south/visionwire/ and find us on Facebook. San Bernardino County http://sbcounty.gov/vision joined August 2011. 722 following 1,449 followers. Followed by Dr. Veronica Kelly, Mayor John Valdivia, and 16 others you follow. Gua 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 guilty guilty da dash San Bernardino Police Department dash Lieutenant. Nelson Carrington dash fail 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 57 views 1 month ago. https://.youtube.com/watch. V equals if 7 UG 5 ZPOY and T equals ones. Dash dash. http://fookitupHuman.space. Index of slash. /##01-conflict-avoidance-and-associated-problems/###02-how-to-overcome-the-fear-of-conflict-teal-swan/###conflict-avoidant-must-terminate-with-this-hate-conspiracy-slash-hashtag-the-social-contract/audio-narrative/slash. cal-my-bluff-treason-is-not-a-thing-todd-sneezed-at-todd-sneezed-at-thing-todd-sneezed-at-todd-confronting-there-heart-if-these-matters-1-todd-confronting-there-heart-if-these-matters-2-contents-list/. NPINO-discuss-commented-Ms. Veronica Lynn Kelly, in San Bernardino-NPI1902211774.pdf noted on sweetthesmallstuffaffair.org. PK-Bilthatorility-New Experiments Show Consciousness Effects Matter-Dean Radin-PhD/QR/. SB County-discussion-unapproved-comments.org SB County-discussion-unapproved-suppressed-opinion-comments.org truth-and-trust-ladder-mint-control-pk-bilthatorality-random-cdc-sites-service-aids-world html://truth-and-trust-ladder-mint-control-pk-bilthatorality-random-cdc-sites-service-aids-world.mp4 youtuber-sb-county-discussion-october08-2020.mp3 youtuber-sb-county-discussion-october102,020-world-mental-health-day.org google4681fco8c5a24e0b html dash http://humana/fuckituphuman/. /icon-name-last-modified-size-description/#gangstalking-#huge-fail-guaguaguaguilty-guiltada.org 2020-10-17-13-41-8.omimg #HIV-untreatable_-_humana_-simply-and-supportive_-bullfuckituphumanship.png 2020-08-24-21-01-913k img #stop-misshooting-god-fuck-off-and-die .png 2020-08-24-20-57-138k, SND, +14696657999_2020-08-26_12-12-04.mp3. 2020-08-26-1539-1.9m, SND, 5025801000_2020-08-28_12-36-34.mp3 2020-08-28-16-5012m, IMG, a-4vermere-duncer-title.png 2020-08-24-2057. 141k img a-homosexually-active-demon-directive-sb-countider-3.png 2020-08-24-2054-1.1m img an_extremely_important_message.png 2020-08-24-2057-73k direct a circumflex euro instagram dash in the mindway-humana MHTML 2020-09-06-2319-966K, IMG, doctornancylnmattinger.png 2020-08-24-2057-22K, gmail-we-never-never-can-say-try-try-no-try-not-humana-chat. Kevin-Mark-Solutions-Forward-in-Hashtag-Stop-Gangstalking-into-my-humana-healthcare-addressing-hashtag-conspiracy-exposed-terminates-asap.pdf 2020-08-26523-10m, IMG, humana-simply-and-supportive-bulfuckituphumanship.png 2020-08-24-21-0187k, Humana Customer Service, MHTML. 2020-08-24-16-14-680k, Humana Customer Service.pdf 2020-08-24-16-14-48k, SND, Humana-8,448,012,597_2020-10-06_18-09-55.mp3 2020-10-06-21-24-2.7m text, humana-chat-kevin-august242020-transcript.txt 2020-08-24-2032-38k, note, .org 2020-08-26948-18m, img, kill-important-public-affairs-community-address-national-policy-association-policy-social-media-blocking-stop-gang-stalking-1.png 2020-08-24-2059-425k, IMG, siteadvisor-fuckituphuman.png 2020-08-24-2057-146k, IMG, targeted_individual_dash_stop_gang_stalking_tactics.png 2020-08-24-2057-849k. Dash I lie dash dash just like you lie dash dash I was very far from being amlost done. http://fuckituphuman.life/. Asterisk 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 kttentiion public statement of intent dash dash who else deserves to be placed into this folder for community visibility of your silence. Index of slash. Dr. Dash Veronica Dash Kelly Slash Mike Dash I Social Cop Dash Byre Slash Google 4681 FCO8C5A24E0B. HTML. Dash time dash dash IT is drastic not desperate dash dash time for something new. http://fuckituphuman.life/Dr-Veronica-Kelly/. Index of slash Dr-Veronica-Kelly parent directory. /#01-conflict-avoidance-and-associated-problems/#/02-how-to-overcome-the-fear-of-conflict-teal-swan-slash/#/conflict-avoidant-must-terminate-with-this-hate-conspiracy-slash/#/thelongfam.png. Hashtag the social contract slash audio narrative slash contents list slash faxa slash. Ice unfriending and social media iligudthing.png Jonathan Merman, m.earl. Bartapodash statement dash if dash erosion dash if dash trust 1.png Bartapodash statement dash if dash erosion dash if dash trust 2.png music playlist dash hashtag cramobone dash fully dash mahalai jackson dash trouble of the world slash npino dash discuss commented dash Ms. Veronica Lynn Kelly in San Bernardino dash npi 1,902,211,774.pdf pisa dash if dash ship.png Please dash reply dash to dash me dot png q dash 911 underscore emergency underscore, underscore can underscore you underscore belief underscore it dot png q dash a underscore forevermore underscore dunce underscore dash underscore to underscore all underscore agencies 1.png q dash doctor underscore merman dot png. Q dash on underscore blindness dot png. Q dash truthfinder dash September 2020 dash hash stop gangstalking dot png. Q dash quota dash the dash truth dash hurts dash but dash silencer dash kills dash mark dash twain dash the disinterestedness of Christ sympathy dot png qr slash seal dash cramobone dash the good dash in the mind way dot jpg time for something new dash responder response of responsibility dot png trust dash ladder dot png dash you cannot remain there silent that this folder and its contents exists has been placed to Google Search Console to be included in internet user search results hashtag busted. I give you no consent to proceed in this way dash circling the wagons, war and hate dash instead of peace. Oh boy, when your CHILDEN and family discover this demand and UTILIMADIUM created here today. Did I survive your bombastic demagogue of extremes to intentionally DISERVICE and DISEMPOWER community voices of dissent and betterment of Heath outcomes within this county? This is shameful. Your sideline detached reasoning will be rejected by THIW community. Quit now so someone else with care and compassion and conscience, that they can actually lead by example and can take over. To perform acts that. Hashtag dosomething. Right and just dash dash for a fucking change. To the level that I am demanding and expecting here. STANDARDSOFEXCELLENCE. I have no capacity to hold you outside of this contempt to listen to any more derailed betrayals of our commons. //01-conflict-avoidance-and-associated-problems/. //02-how-to-overcome-the-fear-of-conflict-teal-swan-slash. http://fuckituphuman.life/dr-kelly/%23%23%23%5b%2022%20-20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20% http://htttp://fuckitup.human/doctor-veronica-kellys/%23% 23% 23% 5b% 20% conflict% 20% avoidant% 20% must% 20% terminate% 20% with% 20% this% 28% 20% conspiracy% 20% 5d-slash. Please, Dr. Veronica Kelly. Please inform me when you have gotten your head out of your ass. And find the light here, and become a decent person in all of this. Music playlist dash hashtag cramobone dash thuli dash mahalai jackson dash trouble of the world slash http://fuckitupHuman.life/dr-veronica-kelly/music-playlist-percent23chromobone-thuli-mahalai-jackson-trouble-of-the-world/. Index of /dr-veronica-kelly/music-playlist-hashtag-chromobone-thuli-mahalai-jackson-trouble-of-the-world-parent-directory. /conflict-avoidance-and-associated-problems/#/conflict-avoidant-must-terminate-with-this-hate-conspiracy-/01-dreams-by-fleetwood-mac-lyrics-video.mp302-def-leppard-full-and-lyrics-official-remaster.mp303-barbara-streisand-don't-lie-to-me-official-audio-mp303b-streisand-to-trump-in-new-song-underscore-don't-lie-to-me MP304-Stairway to Heaven Led Zeppelin Lyrics.mp305-Def Leppard-Action. Not Words Lyrics Official Remaster.mp306-NEO. MP307-Pink Floyd-US and Them Pulse Remastered 2019.mp308-Group Sharing Underscore Quality Over Quantity-No Hidden Agendas.mp309-Elvis Presley-In the Ghetto Lyrics Underscore Reaction Underscore.mp310-Rocky Horror Picture Show-Time Rap Original Song with Lyrics MP311-You Needed Me.mp3. 12-Amazing Remastered 2006 MP3 Mahalia Jackson-Trouble of the World.mp3. Begin the music-quash that anger for being exposed to the public in this majestic mastery of written word persuasive technology craft works, BREIGHT-be done with this fucked up human bullshit. Number 01-Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. For stormy clouds will be the day coming, and, in that next rainstorm. I highly recommend you take yourself to the needed tasks of dancing in the rain-completely of human, of your human humanity-naked and adorned only by the truth of our shared time universe can be experienced in solidarity-for no one is going to back you and all that you do and know, when this trickles into the community awareness-I guarantee you-and I promise you-you will not like the outcome otherwise. Time to at your hand oof action-your intent to follow the rules of order-and hold a discussion on these matters now. http://fuckitupHuman.life/dr-veronica-kelly/music-playlist-percent23chromobone-thuli-mahalai-jackson-trouble-of-the-world/01%20%20dreams-20by%20fleetwood%20mac%20lyrics%20video.mp3. Are you going to remain silent here as an outrageousbombastic demagogue? Or will you put on the community leadership hat and these needs placed upon you? Become an actor of action, proud to say we deal with the reality of truth. And to finally become gorgeous. Best option here. Dash. Countywide vision, at Svision, Vision to Read. My first real job, San Bernardino City Public Library, 1985 moved to Norman F. Feldheim, opening second floor. The complexity of the matter dash design, and function dash opening day all revolved our department readiness. The planning and time scope was achieved slash success dash no opening day delays dash what am I referring to? Looking upward from the first floor open space to the second floor windowing dash dash special use room dash. The pride accomplishment of library care and concern for our city citizens' literacy. Set into motion, 1985, the duty and role that I made, opening day dash the Madeline Cozant Computer Center. Don't you know your city public library history? I bet you don't even hold a library card dash dash now do you? Not by your own doing. Downgraded priories dash lack of investment places open hours so restrictive. But it must be an off-limits question dash to ask why. Resources to the fundamentals countwide vision to read dash dash somehow to me, no justifications can be. Offered to defend this travjesty, the vision has been lost. As all of these visions quietly fade into the mundane, the meaningless, darkness. The haters agenda says to our community dash dash they would rather you remain quiet dash not become wise and worldly, a statesman of accountability dash uplifting the entire community of all by proud measures to endearingly not endangered of standards dash dash the standards of excellence. The muck rut you all are in to show ME dash to hold ME dash into frozen time. A matter of absolute understanding defines an informational quarantine, dash dash how rude. Unacceptable dash intolerable dash dash somehow dash dash your vision up, the true vision, has been lost upon you all. Question mark. View my resume. http://dir-dr-veronica-kelly-san-bernardino-counter-department-if-behavioral-health-summer-climp-it-will-take-to-reflect-you-get-real-standards-if-excellence.in Standards dash if dash excellence.in the mind way, org slash resume slash jmd underscore resume, html. Software development details. Dash dash highlights of my developed software applications and solutions dash dash. Desk manager Cozent Computer Center. Maintained library patrons walk dash in use of computer lab. Full implementation of information databases including users file, software catalog, and lab users login interface. Reservations could be made up to 2 months in advance and computer time was restricted to 2 hours per day. The lab's desk manager maintained currently logged in users, remaining time, and any checked out software materials being used at the workstations. Lab administrators could schedule class or other group reservations, as needed. Statistical usage information was reported. Microlink BBS Public Library Online Bulletin Board System. Full development of user login database, public and private messaging, questions to reference librarians, information bulletins, online games, usage login statistics features. First online in 1983 using a $5,000 Corvus 10MB hard drive and a Hayes 300 bits per second micromodem. No commercial BBS software packages existed for this type of application. Microlink BBS was the second public library in the country to offer such dial-up services next to the Chicago Public Library. Microlink was later renamed to Lola Library on Dash Line Apple. Huge big claw fingernails scratch across a chalkboard here, for everyone that reads this before a community responds, dash. Why am I the one who is being punished? Hashtag gangstalking is a governmental surveillance and hate-controlled scheme to provide resource to haters in the government to enact punitive measures with no due process against its own citizens. Citizens like me dash those in government know this underhanded activity exists whether or not they individually have direct active involvement in the activities of actual hashtag gangstalkers and hashtag gangstalking. You who are agents of public service, that must apply the law and common sense into my individual case needs. Without such an honest of integrity interface to my governmental functions here, holds a predictable and disastrous outcome s perhaps leading to my death. As a direct cause of these unmanaged conditions left to be the standard belittling all of status quo. That allows haters to always, intentionally always win dash dash and good peoples and good working endeavors dash all fucking lose. We all fucking lose. N. By you all knowing these conditions are set into motion and active and doing nothing to stop it or being silent to speak out your objections to allow this to carry on any digressive paths for those being targeted into an ugly future time forward, you are showing your side townwide and countywide encompassed to statewide and nationwide to be a part of this hate conspiracy with no vision or morality wisdom to stop it real. As I am a targeted individual of hashtag gangstalking, dealing with this hate for more than 15 years tilde my statements made here are deductively reasoned and expressed this opinion to be more true 85% than perhaps mistakenly not true percent 15. Don't lie to me. http://dir.doctor-veronica-kelly-sandash-bernardino-counter-department-if-behavioral-health-summer-climp-it-will-take-todd-reflect-you-get-real Fair-true-vision, standards-if-excellence, wordstolofb.grewup.net/. Use this link to access web directory of contents. https://director-doctor-veronica-kelly-sandash-bernardino-counter-department-if-behavioral-health-summer-climp-it-will-take-todd-reflect-you-get-real-theodash-true-vision, standards-if-excellence, wordstolofb.grewup.net/%23 wordstolofb%20-%20 phrenology%20-%20 and percent 20 and percent 20 and percent 20 importance percent 20 of percent 20 trainingpercent 20 the percent 20 cover percent 20 percent 5b percent 20 cover percent 20 percent 5d percent 20 dot png https://director-doctor-veronica-kelly-sandash-bernardino-counter-department-if-behavioral-health-summer-climp-it-will-take-todd-reflect-you-get-real-theodash-true-vision, standards-if-excellence, wordstolofb.grewup.net/%23 wordstolofb%20-%20 phrenology%20-%20 psychology%20-%20 importance%20 of percent 20 the percent 20 importance%20 of percent 5d%20 dot png-.